With an update of state and regional news from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, good morning, Phil Latzman.
Good morning, Wanda. A proposed railway from Miami to Orlando is still moving full steam ahead after a state committee vote yesterday. Kenny Malone explains what it all means.
All Aboard Florida is a privately funded $1 billion railway that would get passengers from the Orlando airport to downtown Miami in about 3 hours. About 200 miles of the path is already controlled by the railway, but there's a tricky 24-mile stretch that runs east to west along State Road 528. That land is co-owned by the Orlando-Orange County Expressway Authority and the Florida Department of Transportation.
All right, very good. So that's our decision.
Carla Perry is the procurement manager for FDOT. On a conference call, she headed up a selection committee that agreed to let All Aboard Florida move one step closer to reality.
We'll move forward with award and finalizing of lease agreements with the proposer.
Now the company is allowed to negotiate leases for that tricky 24 miles of publicly owned land. But by no means, says Carla Perry, is this a done deal.
This could fall apart, but we are moving forward with the process.
According to the Orlando Sentinel, one of the biggest challenges for the railway are existing plans to add interchanges and expand State Road 528. The state could require stretches of expensive underground or elevated rail to get All Aboard Florida along its final leg. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.
Florida is also a step closer to getting a new license plate. Designers at the Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles came up with four options for online voters to choose from. 50,000 votes were cast over a three-week period. The winner sports fluorescent green on top and bottom and a leafy round orange O in Florida. The plate selection has been criticized as being too dull. You can see for yourself later on our website, WLRN.org. The new design still needs the approval of the governor and the cabinet. From now on, Miami Herald readers who want complete access to the paper's online edition will have to pay for it. Yesterday marked the official launch of the Miami Herald Plus Plus program. It requires a subscription for unlimited use of the websites and mobile apps for the Herald and El Nuevo Herald. In April, the South Florida Sun Sentinel launched a similar paywall for its online content. Miami Herald publisher David Landsberg declined to be interviewed for this report, but said through a comment on the Herald's website that the subscription program would allow the Miami Herald to keep pace with today's 24/7 news cycle. Andrew Bojan, a writer for journalism think tank Pointer Institute, says many news organizations are adopting the same business model.
And the reason that you're seeing these paywalls is because print advertising has dropped nearly in half in the last 4 years, and digital advertising brings in about a 25th. Of what print advertising did. So newspapers have a lot of ground to cover in terms of bringing in new revenue.
The Herald subscription program allows readers to have limited free access to a certain amount of stories every month online and on your mobile device. After reaching that limit, users would get a notice that they would need to log in or subscribe. In sports, Dwayne Wade scored 24 points. LeBron James added 22 and 11 assists. The Heat got out-rebounded by 29 last night, but still beat Minnesota at home 103-92. Follow us on Twitter at WLRN. And from the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.